Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Beizah Hashem Yizborach, ubisiyato d'shmayim meruba. We're about to begin Parashat Pinchos, which can be divided into eight topics. Topic number one, the reward that Pinchos ben Elozo received because of what he did at the end of Parashat Bolok. And that covers the first six psukim of our parasha. The next three psukim, the second topic, where Hashem commands Moshe to wage war against the Midyanim because they were machshil Am Yisrael in Znus and Avodah Zorah of Baal Peor. Topic number three, the counting of Bnei Yisrael from Perek Chavov, Posuk Aleph, until the Aliyah of Shlishi. Topic number four, how to divide Eretz Yisrael among Bnei Yisrael by the Aliyah of Shlishi for the next five psukim. Topic number five, the counting of the Levim from Perek Chavov, Posuk Nun Zayin, until the end of the Perek. Topic number six, the story of Bnei Tzlofchod. Tzlofchod died in the desert with no sons. He left daughters, and they wanted to inherit his portion of Eretz Yisrael. Perek Chav Zayin, Posuk Aleph, through Posuk Yud Aleph. Topic number seven, the appointment of the next leader of Am Yisrael after Moshe Rabbeinu will die, Yeshua Ben Nun, from Posuk Yud Beis until the Aliyah of Chamishi. And finally, the eighth and last topic, Tmidim Umusofim, the daily korban brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and the special korban is brought on special occasions, the Musofim of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yomim Tovim. And that covers the last three aliyahs of the parasha, Chamishi, Shishi, and Shvi, Prokim Chovches, and Choftes. And let us begin B'siyato D'Shmaya, the first topic of Parashat Pinchos. Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe l'emor, Pinchos ben Elozor ben Aharon ha-Kohen, Heshiv eschamosi me'al bnei Yisrael, ve'kanoi eskinosi b'seichom, ve'lo yichilisi es bnei Yisrael b'kinosi. Says Hashem to Moshe, Pinchos, the son of Elozor, the son of Aharon ha-Kohen, has turned away my anger from bnei Yisrael, when he got angry and took my revenge from them. And as a result of that, I did not destroy Bnei Yisrael with my anger and me taking revenge from them. The word kina means if something bothers somebody so much that he gets angry and takes revenge. Says Rashi, Pinchos ben Elozo ben Aharon ha-Kohen. Rashi's bothered by, why do we take Pinchos' yichus all the way back to Aharon? Emphat Rashi. The Shvotim were being Mevaze Pinchos. The word Ben Puti is short for Ben Puti El. The Posek tells us in Parshas Vo'eiro that Elozo, Pinchos' father, married the daughter of Putiel. Chazal tell us Putiel is Yisroi. So Pinchos is a grandson of Yisroi. And the Shvotim were being Mevaze him. Have you seen the son, the descendant of Putiel, Shepitem avi imoya golim lavoidas kechovim. His mother's father, Yisroi, used to fatten calves in order to bring them as korbonos tavodah zarah. The horag nosi shevet Yisroel, and he has the audacity to kill a nosi shevet Yisroel. Who does he think he is? Lefichor bo akosuv v'yichasoy achar Aharon. Says the Torah is going to balance out his yichus. On his mother's side, he comes from Yisroel, but on his father's side, he comes from Aharon ha-Kohen to counter the bizoyin that the Shvotim were mevazehim. He took my revenge and he got angry, the anger that I should have gotten angry. To get angry. Limkoim nikmas dovo, to get angry and to take revenge. Posuk Yud Beis, Lochein Emor, Hineni Noisein Elo, Yes Berisi Shalom. Therefore tell him that I am giving him a covenant of peace. What is included in this covenant of peace? We'll see in the next Posuk. He's going to become a Kohen, him and his children. Says Rashi, Yes Berisi Shalom, Shetei Loi Lebris Shalom. What is a Bris Shalom, a covenant of peace? If somebody does a favor for you, you owe him one. That's called to be machzik toivo. Avkan pirish leHakadosh Baruch Hu shleimoisof. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Pinchos, so to speak, shalom, I owe you one. And what is it that I'm going to give you? Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'hoyin saloi ulezaro yacharo b'riz keunas oylo metachas asher kinei leilo yehov v'yichaper al b'nei Yisrael. And now him, Pinchos, and his descendants after him forever will also be Kohanim. I, you'll ask, of course they're Kohanim. Their father's a Kohen, their grandfather's a Kohen, so they're also Kohanim. Rashi will ask and answer that question. And the reason Pinchos is getting this gift is in exchange for him getting angry and taking the revenge for Hashem and atoning for Bnei Yisrael. As Rashi v'hoyu soloi brisi zois. What is the nafkemina of this covenant, of this bris? Bris keunas oilo. She'af al pi shekvar nitno keuno lezaro shel Aaron. Keuno was given for the descendants of Aharon in Parshas Tzav. When they inaugurated the Mishkan, inaugurated Aaron Obonov in Parshas Shmini, in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And what Rashi? Loi nitno elo la'aron ulobonov shenim shehu imoi. That was only given to Aaron and his children who were anointed at the time. And their descendants, their children that they'll have after they were anointed. Avol Pinchos shenoylad koidem lochein. Pinchos was born before. As the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Vo'eiro. V'loinimshach, he was not anointed at the time of the inauguration of the Mishkan. He was not a Kohen until this point in time. The Gemara tells us in Zvochim, the same idea. Pinchos only became a Kohen when he killed Zimri. Leilokov, it doesn't mean to Hashem, rather Bishvil Alekov, for Hashem. Which means Bishvili. The Kinesi Letzion, Hashem says, I will get angry and take the revenge for Tzion, Bishvil Tzion. Posuk Yudaled Shemish Israel Amuke Asheru Koes Amidionis Zimri Ben Solun Sivis of Lashim Oini. And the name of the Yid who was killed by Pinchos, who was killed together with the Midionis, his name was Zimri Ben Solu, and he was a Nosi of 1/5 of Shevet Shimon. Shimon had 5 families, as we'll see later on in the parasha, and he was the head of one of those families. Says Rashi, v'shem is Yisroel. Rashi is bothered by why is the Torah telling us who this Yid was and what his Yichus was now, and not at the end of Parshas Bolok when he was killed. And for Rashi, two terutz. Terut number one: b'mokum sheyiches es atzadik l'shvach, yiches es arosh l'gnai. We went back to Pinchas' Yichus l'shvach ben Elozo ben Aaron Hakohen, so we go back to the Rosh's Yichus l'gnai. Nesi Beis of Lashimoini, Le'echod Mechameshet Boti Ovois, one of the 5 families, Shoyul Leshevet Ben Shimoin, as we'll see later on. That's pshat number one, why we're mentioning this Zimri Ben Tzolo Zichus over here. Davorachel, second pshat, Lo'idia Shivchoy Shel Pinchos, this is praising Pinchos. Sh'af al Pishezohoyo Nosi, he was a Nosi, Chosh of a person. Nevertheless, Le'imonas Atzmoi, Pinchos did not hold himself back, Milekane Lechilul Hashem, from getting angry and taking the revenge for the Chilul Hashem. That's where the Torah tells you over here who was the one that was killed. Posuk tezvov v'shem ho'isho amuko amidyonis kos bivas tzur ro'ishumoiz beis ov b'midyon hu. And the name of the woman who was killed, the Midyonis, she was a princess, Kosbi, the daughter of Tzur. And not only was he one of the 5 kings of Midian, he was the head of all of them. And nevertheless, because of their hatred to Bnei Yisrael, they were mafkir, their daughter, the princess, to be mezane with Am Yisrael. Says Rashi, v'shem ha'isha amuk, lo yidiachos sinosan shel Midianim, sheifkiru bas melech lisnus, kedei lehachti es Yisrael. Roish umois, echod mechameishes malchei Midian. He was one of the 5 kings of Midian. As the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Matos, when they kill them, it says, Es Evi, Ves Rekem, Ves Tzur, Ves Ru, Ves Reva, Chameshes Malchei Midyon. This Tzur was the most choshev of all 5. Shenemer in our Pasuk, Roish Umois, the head of the nations. So why over there in Parshas Matos is he listed 3rd Evi Rekem and Tzur, Ulvishen Noag Bizoyen Be'atzmoy, who was Mavaz himself Lahafkir Bitoy, to be Mafkir his daughter for his nus, Menoy Shlishi, he was downgraded and is counted third. Base of, similar Loshim to be had by Shimoin, base of La Shimoini, and here base of. Here also, Chamisha Bote Ovo Yisoyel Midyon. Midyon, the father, had five children. Eifo, Vo'efel, Vachanoich, Va'avido, Ve'eldo. As it's mentioned at the end of Parshas Chayesoro. Midyon, we know, was one of the children of Avraham and Keturah. And this Midyon had five children. And that's the five Malchim Midyon that we have over here. V'zeh yomelech le'echod mehem. This Tzur was a king of one of these five sub-tribes of Midyon. Ad kan the first topic of the Schar of Pinchos. On to the second topic, waging war against Midyon. Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe le'emor, tzoreres ha-Midyonim, v'hikisem oisom. And Hashem spoke to Moshe, tzoreres ha-Midyonim. Rashi learns that the word tzorer means to make them, to treat them as enemies. Targum said tzorer means to pain them. And what should you do with them? V'hikisem oisom, kill them. Says Rashi, tzoreres. It doesn't say tziroir. Tziroir would have been a commandment. Go make them into enemies and go kill them. But it says tzoroir with a comet. Kamoi zochoir, shomoir, which means loshen hoive, a constant, the ever-present. Aleichem le'ayev oisom, you have to make them into permanent enemies. Posuk Yudches, ki tzererim heim lochem, ebenich lehem, asher nikilu lochem, al dvar peoir, ve'al dvar, kosbi vas nesi midyon achisom, hamukov, yoim amageifo, al dvar peoir. And the reason, I'm telling you, to make them into enemies and to kill them, because they made you into enemies. That's how Rashi will learn tzererim, and Targum will learn tzererim, they pained you with their evil plot, that they plotted against you to be mafke, their daughters to be mezana with you, in order to get you to be Eved Avodah Zarah, Baal Peroil. Not only that, they were mafke, the princess, the daughter of the king, who was killed on the day of the Magei for the plague that we saw at the end of Parshas Bolok, because of the Avodah Zarah Peroil. It says, Rashi, ki tzurerim heim lochem al dvar peroil, sheifkiru b'nei seyem liznus, kedei la'at oischem achar peroil. The whole purpose of this nus, the end result was in order to get you to be Eved Avodah Zarah, Baal Peor. Frek Rashi, at the end of Parshat Bolok, we saw that the Benois Moyov also did the same thing. So how come we didn't wage war against Moyov? Enver Rashi ves Moyov loitzi vola hashmit. Mipnei Rus, shoiso asido lotzes mehem. Rus, the great mother, the great grandmother of David HaMelech, and ultimately of Melech HaMashiach, is going to come from Moyov, and therefore Hashem did not say to destroy Moyov, k'damrinen bebavakame. This was the commandment to wage war against Midyon. The actual going to war, the Torah is going to tell us in Parshas Matos. Why the Torah separates between the commandment and the actual doing it in Parshas Matos, I don't know. The division between topics 2 and 3 happens in the middle of the next pasuk, a rare phenomena that you have a parsha, a paragraph, in the middle of a pasuk. And it was after the plague mentioned at the end of Parshas Bolok, that 24,000 people died. Hashem tells Moshe and Elozor ben Aharon HaKohen to count Bnei Yisrael. Says Rashi, Vayachare HaMageifo, Moshe leroye shenichnusu ze'evim lotoich edroi v'horgu bohem. A moshel to a shepherd, that wolves came into his flock and they killed a couple of sheep. V'umoyne oisom, the shepherd counts them. Leida minyan anisoris, he wants to know how many are left. That's what happened over here. A Mageifa happened, 24,000 people died. Hashem says, count them. I want to know how many are left. That's the first pshat of Rashi connecting the two halves of the posuk. There's a connection between Vahi Acharei HaMageifa and the tzivui to go count Bnei Yisrael. Dovo Rachel seems to learn that there is no connection. The counting is for a different reason entirely. כשיוצאו ממצרים, when Am Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, נמסרו למוישה, they were given over to Moshe, to shepherd Am Yisrael. נמסרו לו במניין, they were counted. עכשיו שקורב לא מוס, his time is coming soon to die, ולהחזיר את סוינו, he's got to return the sheep. מחזירו במניין, you have to return them also with a count. According to the second shot of Rashi, I'm not sure how to read the first half of the Pasuk. ויחרי המגיפו, and it's left hanging. Unless the Pasuk just means, time-wise, this is when it happened. But it has nothing to do with the reason, like Rashi's first pshat. Pasuk beis se'u es roish kol adas bnei Yisrael miben esrim shono v'malo leveis avoysom kol yoytzei tzavo bnei Yisrael. Receive the cheshbon, receive the count of the entire congregation of Bnei Israel from 20 years and up. And how do you know which shevet you belong to, if your father's from one and your mother from another? Leveis avoysam, it goes after the father. And count them all those that are eligible to go to the army, namely 20 years and up. Says Rashi, leveis avoysam, al shem ho'av yisyachasu v'lo yachahoeim. Posuk gimel vayedaber Moshe velozor akoyhein oisom ve'arvois me'ov al yarden yirechoy le'mor mi'ben esrim shono v'molo kasher tzivo adoyno yes Moshe v'nei Yisrael hayoytzeim me'eret Mitzrayim. And Moshe and Elozor akoyhein spoke with them, with Am Yisrael, who are now in arvois me'ov, the plains of Moav, al Yarden Yerechoy, on the riverbank of the Yarden, right across the city of Yerechoy. Yerechoy is on the western side of the Yarden in Eretz Yisrael, and on the eastern side, right across. And what did they speak with them about? They told them, Hashem wants you to be counted from ages 20 and up. As Hashem told us back in Parshas Kisisa, that whenever you count Bnei Yisrael, they're meant to be counted from ages 20 and up. Says Rashi, Vaydaber Moshe velozor hakohen oisom. Dibru imom. They spoke with them, with Bnei Yisrael, al zois, on this matter, shetzivu amokem lemnoisom. Leimoy, amru lohem, tzrichim, atem leimoneis, miben esrim shon, avomolo. You have to be counted from 20 and up, kasho tzivu. Where did Hashem command them that the age is 20 and up? Sheem yonom, miben esrim shon, avomolo. Shenema, koil, hoiver, lapkudim, miben esrim shon, avomolo. Posik and Parshas Kisiso. Posuk hey Reuven bechor Yisrael lebnei Reuven chanoich mishpachas hachanoichi lefalu mishpachas hapalui lechetzroin mishpachas hachetzroini lecharmi mishpachas hakarmi eile mishpachos Reuveni vayehiyu fekudeihem shloisho ve'arboim elef ushva meois ushloishim. So Reuven had four children, four families. And the sum total was 43,730. Says Rashi, Mishpachas, the goyim would make fun of Bnei Yisrael and say, Ma elu misyachasim al shivteim? Who are you fooling? You're telling us that you're miyuchosim each one to their shevet? Svurim hein shelo yisholtu ha-mitzrim be'im oiseyem? You really think that Mitzrim did not rule over their mothers and were not mezana with them? If they ruled over their bodies, surely they ruled over their wives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his name on each one of the families. At the beginning and the Yud at the end. That spells out the name Yud K, Shem Hashem. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, testify that they were not Mizana and Mitzrayim, and they all are from their fathers. V'zehu shemefurash al dei David. This pasuk can say v'tehillim. Shivtei ko edus leYisrael. That Yud Kei Hashem Hazeh Hashem Yud Kei meid aleim testifies on them leshivteim, that each one indeed belongs to their shevet. Lefichoch bechulam kosav hachanoichi hapalui. That's why they all start with a hey and end with a yud. The original name was Chanoich Palu. But we added a hey at the beginning and a yod at the end for this name, Yud Kei. Avol beYimno, one of the families of Osher, lo yutzrach lo yemer mishpachas hayimni, levi she Hashem kavua boy. The Shem Yud Kei is there anyways. Yud Baroish, Behei Besoif, Yimno. And it has a Yud Kei, so no need to add the Yud Kei in there. Posuk Ches Uvnei Falu Eliov. The children of Falu were Eliov, even though Eliov is only one child. Uvnei is plural. We find such a concept later on, Uvnei Don Chushim. Also, Chushim was one child, and it says, Uvnei. I'm sorry, that quote, Uvnei Don Chushim, is in Parshas Vayigash. Later on, it says, Eile Bnei Don Lemishpachoisam Leshucham. Referring to Chushim, same person. There also, it says one name, and it says Bnei. Why the Torah does that, I don't know. Posuk tes uvnei Eliov nemuei levedoson vaavirom hudoson vaavirom kiriei hoido asher itzu al Moshe ve'al Aharon ba'adas koirach ba'atzisom al Adonoi. And the children of Eliov, three children, Nemuel and Doson and Avirom. Hudoson vaavirom, this is the famous or the infamous Doson vaavirom kiriei hoido. This is a Loshen, Rashi told us at the beginning of Parashat Bamidbar. Over there, the Nesim were called Nesiei Yoedo. Rashi says they're called for every Choshev a calling. It sounds like Dosom and Aviram used to be Choshev before they went sour. This is the Dosom and Aviram Asher Hitzu al Moshe ve'al Aaron. They convinced Bnei Yisrael to fight against Moshe and Aaron. Badas Koirach, the Machlokes of Koirach. And not only that, but Tzoyisum al Hashem, they're causing Bnei Yisrael to fight Moshe and Aaron, is really causing them to fight Hashem. Says Rashi, Asher Hitzu es Yisrael al Moshe. The word Hitzu is a causative word. They cause someone else. But Tzoyisum es Ha'om al Hashem. Hitzu Hishiu es Yisrael lo rival Moshe. They convinced Yisrael to fight against Moshe. Loshen Hif'ilu, to cause someone else to do something. Posuk Yud Vativtach Oretz Espiho Vativla Oysom Ves Koirach Bemois Hoido Bachoil Hoesh Eis Chamishim Umosayim Ish Vayihiyu Leneis. And the land opened up its mouth and swallowed them up, Dosov and Avirom and Koirach. This posuk sounds like Koirach was swallowed up in the ground. When did this happen? Bemois Hoido, when the 250 Roshei Sanhedrois died. They died a different death when a fire came out from Shamayim and burnt up the 250 men. And this was a sign and a remembrance that nobody should ever dare argue and contest the kahuna. Says Rashi, Vayihi Yulanes, Leois, Ulizikorin, Leman Ashal lo yikrav ish zor, a non-Kohen should never come lachloik oida la kahuna to argue on the kahuna. The children of Koirach did not die. Says Rashi. Hey Moyu Baitzatchila, originally they were part of the Machloikes of Koirach. But Uvishas Machloikes, Hiraru Tshuva Belibom. They were Maharar Tshuva. Lefichoch Nisbatzer Lohem Mokoim Govoya Begehenem. Although they were also swallowed up by the land, by the ground, but there was a safe place for them, on a high place in Gehenna, on top. V'yoshvusham, they sat there until they went out of the land, and therefore they were out of the ground, and therefore they were saved. They did not die. At kan nei reuvoin ante bnei shimoin, bnei shimoin lemishpachosam elinemu el mishpachas hanemu eli liyomin mishpachas hayomini liyochin mishpachas hayochini. Lezerach mishpachas hazarchi leshaul mishpachas hashauli eile mishpachos hashimoini shenayim ve'esrim elef umosayim. Bnei Shimon had five families and the sum total was 22,200. Says Rashi, if you compare the names of the families of Shimon to the family to the children of Shimon mentioned in Parashas Vayigash, Perek Mem Vov, Posuk Yud, you'll find something interesting. Over there it says, and I quote, Uvnei Shimoin Yemuel V'yomin V'oihad V'yochin V'tzoichal V'shaul Benaknanis. So first of all, over there are six names. In our psukim, there are only five. And second of all, not all the names are the same. So the one that Rashi doesn't address By us it says Nimu'el, and over there it says Yimu'el. That's close enough. We on our own could say that's the same name with a slight change. But what about Zerach? Zerach doesn't appear in Parashat Vayigash, and over there it says Tzoichar. He doesn't appear by us. Says Rashi leZerach hu Tzoichar, same person. Because both of them mean Loshen Tzoichar, shining. Same idea, different name, but same idea. It's the same person. Aval Mishpachas Oihad Botlo. Oihad, mentioned over there in Parashat Vayigash, he's the sixth, is not mentioned here at all. That family ceased to exist. Not only that, the Chen Chomesh Mishavet Binyamin. There were five families from Shavet Binyamin who also disappeared. Shari Basoro Bonim Yorad Mitzrayim. In Parshas Vayigash, it says Binyamin had 10 children and came down to Mitzrayim with 10 children. Vikan, in our Parsha, Loimona El Chamisha. Only five families are counted for Binyamin. What happened to those five families? Says Rashi, there's a seventh. V'chein either Etzboin Negod, according to one Girsa, or V'chein Yishvale Osher, according to the other Girsa. Later on in Pasuk Tezayin, it sounds like the second Girsa is correct. Yishvale Osher, because Rashi will count Etzboin Negod, as we'll see. Al kol ponim arei sheva mishpochos. There are seven families that simply disappeared. What happened to them? Says Rashi, two terutz. Teret number one, umatzosi b'talmud Yerushalmi, shekeshemeis Aaron, when Aaron HaKohen died, in Parshas Chukas, nishtalku ananei kovoid, the anonym that surrounded Am Yisrael disappeared. And as a result, ubo waknanim leilochem b'Yisrael, the Knanim waged war against Bnei Yisrael, as we saw in Parshas Chukas. And some of Bnei Yisrael were afraid. V'nosnu leiv lachzor l'Mitzrayim, they wanted to go back to Mitzrayim. V'chozu l'acharei, they went back with shmoinim asois. Eight camps. Where do we see this hinted in the Pasuk? Shenemar in Parshas Ekev. V'bnei Yisrael nosu mibe'eroiz b'nei Ya'akon Moiseiro shomeis Aharon. Frek Rashi. Aaron died in Moiseiro? V'aloi b'hoir ho'or meis. We know that Aaron died in hoir ho'or as we saw in Parshas Chukas. U'mi Moiseiro ad hoir ho'or shmoin ha'masois yesh l'mafreya. There are eight masois separating Moiseiro from Hoho in the opposite direction. Elo the Teretz is, Shechozru lacharem, they went backwards because they were afraid, they want to go back to Mitzrayim. Ve'rodfu b'nei Levi acharem, b'nei Levi went after them, chased them lachzirom, to bring them back. And a civil war broke out. Ve'ohol gumayem sheva mishpochos, b'nei Levi wiped out seven entire families. And that's these seven families. Oihad from Shimon, and the five from Binyamin, and either Etzboin for God or Yishvah for Oshel. Ubi b'nei Levi noflu arba mishpochos. The war was two-sided. B'nei Levi also lost four families. Mishpachas Shimi v'ozi Eli, which are mentioned above in Parshas Vo'eiro, and in our account of the Levim, they disappeared. Ubi b'nei Yitzor lo nimnu elo mishpachos akochi. Only the family of Korach is mentioned, even though above in Parshas Vo'eiro, Yitzhar had another two children, Nefeg and Zichri. That means most of Yitzhar's family was wiped out. That's a third family that was kimat wiped out. V'Ravis, the fourth family of Shevet Levi, lo yodati mai. I don't know what's the fourth family. So that is how the Yerushalmi learns what happened to these seven missing families. V'Rabbi Tanchuma Dorash, where did these families disappear? Shemesu b'magifo b'dvar bilom. This is the plague at the end of Parshas Balak. The 24,000 people that died because of the Eitzah of Bilam. Of the to be Mezana and to be Machshol them in Znus and Avodah Zorah Baal Peril. Says Rashi, I prefer the first pshat. Because on the second pshat, I have a kash. Aval lefi chesroin, shechosa mishevet shimoin, beminyan ze, miminyan rishon shebemidbar Sinai. In the first counting, in Midbar Sinai, 38 years ago, Shevet Shimon had 59,300. And in our count, he dropped to 22,200. What's such a, the most drastic difference in numbers was from Shevet Shimon. From there it seems, Nira Shekol Esrim Ve'arbo Elef Noflu Mishivto Shel Shimon. All 24,000 died from Shevet Shimon. Not like the Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma, that says all these seven families disappeared as a result of the Magefa. Rather, only Shevet Shimon suffered from this Magefa. Therefore, it sounds from Rashi that he prefers the Yerushalmi's Pshat, where the seven families disappeared in the Melchoma between the Levim and those families. Posuk tezvav ebenego de le mishpacho isom litzfo in mishpachas ha-tzefoini lechagi mishpachas ha-chagi le-shuni mishpachas ha-shuni le-ozni mishpachas ha-ozni le-iri mishpachas ho-iri la-aroi mishpachas ho-aroidi le-ar-eili mishpachas ho-ar-eili eile mishpacho is b'nei god lifkudeihem arboim elef v'chameish mi-ois. Bnei God had seven families, and the sum total was 40,500. Here too, Rashi compares it to the Bnei God in Parshas Vayigash. Over there, it's also seven families with one difference. By us, it says Ozni, which does not appear over there, and over there, it's called Etzboin, which does not appear over here. Omer ani shezu mishpachas Etzboin. This Ozni is that Etzboin, same family. But the any idea, lomo lo nikro is mishpachto al shmoi. I don't know why his family, Ozni, is not called on his name, Etzboin. This is a raya to the second gears of Rashi above, that the missing family was Yishvo, from Mishpachas Osher, and not Etzboin to God. Unless you say, medroshim chalukim, as we find elsewhere. Parenthetically, it's interesting to note that both names, Ozni and Etzboin, are both body parts. Oizen is an ear, and Etzboin is a finger. I don't know what to do with that information. I just thought it was interesting. Posuk Yutes, Bnei Yehuda, Eir v'oinon, v'yomos, Eir v'oinon, be'eretz kenoan, v'yehiyu, Bnei Yehuda, l'mishpachosom, l'sheilo, mishpachas ha-sheiloni, l'feret, mishpachas ha-parzi, l'zerach, mishpachas ha-zarchi, Vayehiyu v'nei feretz lechetzroin mishpachas hechetzroini lechomul mishpachas hechomuli eile mishpachos Yehuda lifkudeihem shisho v'shivim elef v'chamesh me'ois. And Yehuda originally had two children, Eir and Oinon, but they died in Eretz Canaan before coming down to Mitzrayim. Which of the Bnei Yehuda came down to Mitzrayim? He had Shelah from his first wife, and then Peretz and Zerach from his second wife, Tomo. That's three families so far from Shevet Yehuda. And another two families because Peretz had two children before they came down to Mitzrayim, Chetzroin and Chomul. Whoever was born before they came down to Mitzrayim, he gets a shem mishpocho, he gets a family. I'll ask, so if Bnei Peretz were Chetzrin and Chomul, Chetzrin has his family and Chomul has his family, so who's left for Mishpachas HaPalzi? The Teretz is that Peretz had other children after he came to Mitzrayim. But only whoever was born in Eretz Yisrael and came to Mitzrayim, he gets a Shem Mishpacha. The other children born after, they don't. And they were included in Mishpachas HaPalzi. And the sum total of Shevet Yehuda is 76,500. Posuk Chav Gimel Bnei Yisachor Lemishbarisom Toilo Mishpachas HaToilo Ilefuvo Mishpachas HaPuni Liyoshuv Mishpachas HaYoshuvi Leshimroin Mishpachas HaShimroini Eile Mishbaris Yisachor Lifkudehem Arbao Veshishim Elef Ushloish Meois. Yisachor had four families, and the sum total was 64,300. Says Rashi to Yoshuv, above in Parshas Vayigash, it doesn't mention Yoshuv, it does mention Yoiv. Says Rashi, it's the same person. Hu Yoiv Omo B'Yod Mitzray. Kol, ki kol mishpocho is nikro al shem Yod Mitzray. In order to be considered a mishpocho, in this week's in this parsha over here, who's called a mishpocho? Whoever came down to Mitzray. V'anei lo de misham v'holo. Whoever came, whoever was born in Mitzrayim, doesn't have his own name of his mishpocho. Rather, he's included in his father who came down to Mitzrayim. With one exception, says Rashi, chutz mimishpachos Ephraim u'Menashe, those families, their children, shneldu kulam in Mitzrayim, they were all born in Mitzrayim, And nevertheless, they're still called mishpochis. Another exception, ve'ard ve'na'amon b'nei Bela ben Binyamin. Later on in Pasuk Mem, we're going to see that Ard and Naamon, these two children of Bela, the son of Binyamin, are counted as families. And the question is why? They're not mentioned in Parshas Vayigash. They were not born before we came down to Mitzrayim. If you look in Parshas Vayigash, you will see the names Ard and Naamon, but don't get confused. Those Ard and Naamon were B'nai Binyamin, and they were one of the five families that disappeared, as Rashi said before. Over here, we're dealing with Ard and Naamon, same name but different people. These are the children of Bela, the son of Binyamin, the grandchildren of Binyamin. They were not born yet in Parshas Vayigash. They were born in Mitzrayim. So why did they get counted as Mishpochos? Rashi told us the rule is, in order to be a Mishpocha, you have to have been born in Eretz Yisrael and come to Mitzrayim. And for Rashi, two terutzim. The teretz of Moshe Adarshon and Rashi's teretz. Umatzosi bi soyidu shel Moshe Adarshon. The mother of Ard and Naamon came down to Mitzrayim when they were pregnant, with these two children, Ard and Naamon. Being that they were pregnant before they came to Mitzrayim, that's enough. Lekach nechle kula mishpochis. Therefore, they count as their own mishpocha. I'll say, but they're grandchildren of the Shvatim. Since when do grandchildren of Shvatim are considered a mishpocha? Says Rashi. Says Rav Moshe Adarshon that we find. Kechetzon nechomul, shoyu b'nei bonim le'Yehuda, v'chedru malkiel, shoyu b'nei bonim shel Oshel. The fact that you're a grandchild of a Shevet doesn't mean you can't be a mishpocha. As long as you came down to Mitzrayim. And in the case of Ard v'Naamon, as long as you were pregnant before you came down to Mitzrayim, that's good enough. Says Rashi, ve'im agodohi harei toif. If Rav Moshe Adarshon has a source from a medrash agodah in Chazal, okay, who am I to argue? Chazal say it, that's what happened. But ve'im lav, if it's not a Chazal, oimer ani, I have a different teretz than Rav Moshe Adarshon. How Ard and Naamon came to be mishpochos even though they were not yerdei Mitzrayim. I don't have to come on to his teretz that they were pregnant when they entered Mitzrayim. Rather, Bela, the son of Binyamin, had many descendants. But, umishnaim alolu, Ard v'Naamon, yotzo mikol echod mishpocho rabo. Ard v'Naamon produced big families. It says Rashi, a new way to be considered a mishpocho. Not only are you the Mitzrayim, also even if you were born in Mitzrayim, but you have a very big family, you get your own mishpocha. The rest of the children of Bela, they're not called their own family. They're called mishpachas habali. V'nikru toilu shar abonim al shem Bela. But v'toilu is a shnayim alolu al v'namon, being that they're so big, nikru al shmom, they have their own name. V'chen ani oimer b'bnei mochil shenech lekulu b'shtei mishpochos. You find the same concept by the children of Mochil. Mochil had many children. And they're called Mishpachas HaMochiri, but one of them, Gilad, Mochir's son, has his own family. So, Achas Nikreis Al Shmoi. Other sons of Mochir are called Hashem Mochir, the father. But Achas Nikreis Al Shem Gilad Benoi, you know why? The same Yesoid. Because Gilad produced a very large family, and therefore he's considered his own family. Period. Now Rashi is going to bring down something else from Rav Moshe Adarshon, and that's why it's doing over here, even though it's not an our posuk, but it's Rav Moshe Adarshon. Says Rashi, we mentioned before that there are five families of Binyamin missing. Chomesh mishpocho is chosu mibonov shel Binyamin. Kan niskaimo miktsas nevuas imoi. Binyamin's mother, Rochel Imenu, when she died in childbirth, she named Binyamin a different name. Shekroatu ben oini. Ben Aninus, the son of my pain, the son of Aninus, when a relative dies, is called an Oinen. She saw Benevua that half of the family, five children, are going to disappear. Uvepilegesh Begifo, the tragic story in Sefer Shoiftim, where the rest of Binyamin was wiped out, except for 600 men. Niskaimo Kula, that's when the rest of Ben Oini, Ben Aninus, that Nevuah came to fruition. Sumatsosi, Bisoidoi, Shel Ramoshe Adarshon. Posuk Chavov, Bnei Zevulun, Ele Mishpachosom, Leseret, Mishpachas Hasardi, Le'eloin, Mishpachas Ho'eloini, Liach Le'el, Mishpachas Hayach Le'eli, Ele Mishpachos HaZevuloini, Lifkudehem, 60,000, V'chameish Me'ois. Zvulun had three families, and their sum total was 60,500. Bnei Yosef, Le'mishpachosom, Menashe, Ve'efroyim, Bnei Menashe, Lemochir Mishpachas Hamochiri, Umochir Oilides Gilod, Legilod Mishpachas Hagilodi. Yosef had Menashe and Ephraim. Menashe and Ephraim each considered their own Shevet, and the families of Menashe. So he had a son, Mochir. The other children of Mochir were called Mishpachas Hamochiri, except for one son, Gilod. He had his own family. This is what Rashi quoted before. Posuk lamed eile b'nei Gilod i'ezer mishpachas ho'i'ezri lechelek mishpachas ha'chelki ve'asri'ein mishpachas ho'asri'eili ve'shechem mishpachas ha'shichmi u'shmido mishpachas ha'shemido'i ve'chefer mishpachas ha'chefri. And Gilod had six children that each of them had their own mishpacha. And who's included in mishpachas ha'gilodi? The rest of the children of Gilod. As Rashi explained, sometimes the size of the family will make you into your own mishpacha. The rest of the children of Gilod didn't have such big mishpachas, and therefore they're included in mishpachas ha'gilodi. Posuk lamed gemol utzlovchot ben chefer lo yehoyu loy bonim ki im bonois v'shem benoy tzlovchot machlo v'noy och oglo milko v'esirtso. Tzlovchot, the son of Chefer, had no sons, he only had daughters. His daughter's name were Machlo, Noyo, Choglo, Milka, Vetirza. We'll see more about them later on in the sixth topic of the Parsha. Eile mishpachos Menashe ufkudeihem shenayim v'chamishim elef ushva me'ois. Sum total of Shevet Menashe, 52,700. Posuk lamed hei eilev ne'efraim le'mishpachosom le'shuselach mishpachas ha'shusalchi le'vecher mishpachas ha'bachri le'sachan mishpachas ha'tachani ve'eilev ne'shusolach le'iron mishpachas ho'eironi eilev mishpachos ne'efraim nifkudehem shenayim u'shloshim elef v'chameish me'ois eilev ne'yosef le'mishpachosom. Ephraim had three children, but Shuselach, one of the children, had a son, Aaron, who was a large family, and therefore he gets his own mishpacha, and the rest of the children of Shuselach are called mishpachas ha-shusalchi. The sum total of Shevet Ephraim was 32,500. Says Rashi, Ve'ele b'nei Shuselach. Rashi's bothered by, you called it mishpachas ha-shusalchi, and then the children of Shuselach Aaron get their own family. And for Rashi, Sha'al b'nei Shuselach, there were other children. The other children, Nikru, Toldei Seyem al Shem Shuselach. Ume Aaron, Yotzo Mishpocho Rabo, a large family, V'nikreis al Shmoi. And therefore, V'nechshelu, b'nei Shuselach, L'shtei Mishpochos. I'm not sure what Rashi pointed out over here. L'chayra, he could have said the same thing above. By Peretz. Peretz having two sons, Chetzroin and Chomu. And what happened to the other children? They were called Mishpachas HaParzi. Any idea? Says Rashi, Tzeva HaShoif. Make a cheshbon. How many Mishpachas do we have a sum total? V'timtzo b'parsha zu 57 Mishpachas. There are 57 families, u'mibnei Levi, Shmoino. 57 plus 8, are 65. That's the remez in the posuk. V'zehu shenemar ki atem ha-me'at. Hey, me'at, namely, chomesh atem chasirim. The posuk continues. Ki atem me'at mikol ha'amim. That's the posuk. Hey me'at chomesh atem chasirim mimishpachos kol ha'amim shem shivim. Your hey five minus the mishpachos ha'amim. There's 70 umos ha'olam. Then umos ha'olam listed in parshas Noach, and you're five minus them. Af ze evanti miyisoyi shel Rav Moshe Adarshon. This is what I understood from him. Achutzrachti lifchos v'loisiv bidvorov. I had to figure out what he meant. This is my understanding of what Rav Moshe HaDarshan is saying. Posuk lamed ches b'nei vinyomin le'mishpacha yisom le'vela mishpachas habal'i le'ashbein mishpachas ho'ashbeili le'achirom mishpachas ho'achiromi li'shfufom mishpachas ha'shufomi le'chufom mishpachas ha'chufomi v'yehiyu b'nei vela ard v'na'amon mishpachas ho'ardi le'na'amon mishpachas ha'na'ami אלה בני בנימין למשפחתו ופקודיהם חמישו וארבעים אלף ושש מאות. בני בנימין had five families, the five children of בנימין, but Bela had two children, Ard ונעמון, who are considered their own families. Why are they considered their own families? That was the machlokes, Rav Moshe HaDarshan and Rashi above. Rav Moshe HaDarshan learns because their mothers were pregnant with them before they came down to Mitzrayim. And Rashi learns because they had large families. Either way, you have to learn that Bela had other children and they were considered Mishpachas HaBal'i. And the sum total of Bnei Binyamin, 45,600. Says Rashi, La'achirom. Once again, Rashi compares it to the names in Parshas Vayigash. Over there it doesn't say Achirom. Over there it says Eichi. Says Rashi, same person. Hu Eichi Shiorad Mitzrayim. And where did he get the name Achirom from? Ulefisha Nikol Al Shem Yosef. All the children of Binyamin, he named them Al Shem Yosef, as Rashi said in Parshas Vayigash. Shoyo Ochiv V'Rom Mimenu. Yosef was his brother and older than him. Therefore Nikol Achirom, my brother who is greater than me. Shefufam. In Parshas Vayigash, it doesn't say Shfufam, it says Mupim. Says Rashi, same person, Shfufam hu Mupim. And why is he called Shfufam? Al Shem Shoy Yosef, Shofuf Bein Ha'umois. The word Shofuf means Yosef was uprooted from his family and he was thrown into Golus, out of Eretz Yisrael, out of his family. Shofuf Bein Ha'umois, that's why it's called Shfufam. Posuk membeis eilev neidon lemishbachisom leshuchom mishpachas ashuchomi eile mishbachoidon lemishbachisom kol mishbachois ashuchomi lifkudehem arba veshishim elef verba meois. And the children of Don were shucham, even though shucham is a single. It says bnei loshen rabim, like we saw above, uvnei falu eliov. These are the families of Don, a sum total of 64,400. It says Rashi in the Shucham, Hu Chushim. In Vayigash he's called Chushim, here is called Shucham. Posuk Mem Dalet B'nei Yosher, Lemishbechoisom, Elimno, Mishpachas Hayimno, Liyishvi, Mishpachas Hayishvi, Livrio, Mishpachas Haberi, Livnei Vrio Lechei, Ver Mishpachas Hachevri, Lemalki Eil, Mishpachas Hamalki Eili. Osher had three children, but five families, because one of those children, Brio, had two children before they came down to Mitzrayim. Chever and Malki Eil, and therefore they get their own family names. V'shem Bas Osher, Sorach. Even though she's not a Mishpocha, so why is she mentioned over here? Says Rashi, Lifisha Uso Kayemes Bachaim, Meno Kan. She's still alive at this point. She had tremendous Arichus Yomim, alive from Yaakov Avinu until now. Therefore, she gets a special mention. Eile Mishpocha Uso Shelifkudehem, Sheloisho Vachamishim Elef, Vabame Ois. Sum total 53,400. And the last of the Shvotim. B'nei Naftoli le'mishpacha yisom le'yachtze'eil mishpachas ha'yachtze'eili le'guni mishpachas ha'guni le'yeitzel mishpachas ha'yitzri le'shileim mishpachas ha'shileimi eile mishpacha yisom Naftoli le'mishpacha yisom ufkudehem chamisho v'arboim elef v'arba me'ois. Naftoli had four families, a sum total of 45,400. Eile pekudei bnei Yisrael, sheish meois elef v'olef, sheva meois u'shloishim. The sum totals of the counting of all of Bnei Yisrael was 601,600. 730. Adkan, the third topic of Parshas Pinchos, the counting of Bnei Israel.